Strapped for funds, many school districts are signing on to a range of contracts, selling advertising space on school buses and school walls, naming gyms and stadiums after big donors, and giving shoe companies exclusive rights to sponsor sports teams. Over the next several Fridays, NPR's Emily Harris reports on ways public schools are turning to private money in her series, Beyond the Bake Sale. Today, in the latest collaboration with the PBS program Now with Bill Moyers, she reports on a growing backlash against one type of fundraising deal that can make kids fat.
Kicking off for West Ashley, number 8, Chris Kostelnik.
It's Friday night at West Ashley High School in Charleston County, South Carolina. On their home turf, the West Ashley Wildcats are losing a football game to the Somerville Green Wave. Plenty of fans are lining up at the Snack Shack.
One Coke, one Diet Coke, and a Sprite.
Pepsi.
Product. That's fine.
There's Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, and Dr. Pepper. And the Pepsi-owned brand of bottled water, Aquafina. School officials in Charleston County are trying to ease a budget crunch by selling a beverage company access to their students. Other districts have done the same with Coke. This past August, Charleston struck an exclusive deal with the Pepsi bottling group. All 70-some schools here now sell only products the Pepsi bottler distributes. That goes for vending machines, school events, even in the cafeteria. Milk and a school-branded water are the sole exceptions. Many public schools have had at least one soda machine for years, but to those concerned with growing rates of childhood obesity, the stakes seem higher now. The payoff certainly is. School board member Brian Moody.
We already had the drink machines in there. We already had the snack machines in there. So we take half of them and change them to the company of the other half and make $8 million over 5 years.
But some parents in Charleston see this as funding education at the expense of children's health. The district did get a $1 million signing bonus, cash, but most of the potential money will only be realized through commissions, largely from the drinks that students buy. In West Ashley High School's utilitarian hallways, banks of Pepsi machines radiate blue light at every corner. Most are stocked with soda, though some sell water, sports drinks, or Fruit Works, a Pepsi product with a little bit of fruit juice. Between classes or on their way to lunch, students pay 60 cents for a 12-ounce can or a dollar for a 20-ounce bottle.
Can you tell us what you just got?
Mountain Dew.
Why did you get one?
Because I like it, and it's chock full of caffeine and sugar.
For every dollar these students spend, the school gets 40 cents. That commission rises if enough machines are installed. This, critics of the soda contract say, means schools have an incentive to push soft drinks. And that has made a small but active group of Charleston parents angry. Kate Young has 2 children in Charleston public schools. She says selling soda in public schools used to be okay.
Nobody knew that there was an obesity problem, a diabetes, all these other things that are now showing up. Second of all, we were not drinking in the quantities that we're now seeing children drink it. And there was also never the push to encourage children to drink more and more and more to, you know, you're helping out the schools the more you drink.
Candy, junk food, and too much soda have been tied to kids getting overweight. And overweight kids face increased risk for a variety of diseases now and as adults. Even major soft drink companies say they are concerned.
Hello, I'm Steve Reinemann, and I'm here to talk about a serious problem that we have in our country.
Steve Reinemann is CEO of PepsiCo. On a video the company sent to school food service managers, Reinemann talks about healthy PepsiCo brands like Quaker Oats and snacks like chips and soda. Those he calls fun food.
Those fun foods are intended to be enjoyed not as a substitute for a proper diet, but as a treat or indulgence. The old-fashioned advice, moderation in all things, is as relevant today as the first time we heard it.
This contract in no way is talking about moderation or teaching moderation.
Parent activist Kate Young.
It's teaching the opposite. It's teaching excess. Drink it now. Drink it anytime. Drink it in the morning. Drink it in your classes. There's no part of it that is in any way is encouraging moderation.
Health problems linked to too much soda are giving parents already concerned about commercialism in schools new traction. This summer, Los Angeles banned soda from high school campuses starting in 2004. The parent group in Charleston is pressuring the school board to rescind the contract with Pepsi Bottling now. Some school board members who voted for it say they do regret not paying enough attention to dietary issues. But at West Ashley High School, drink commissions bring in around $3,000 a month. That buys a lot.
One, two, ready, go.
Sound panels in the chorus room.
Jump up and not out. Ready, one, two, three, jump.
Scoreboards all over school, including in the gym. Pepsi money also bought palm trees when the school's construction fund ran out. This year, it might be tapped to buy textbooks for college credit courses. Senior Stephanie Larkin says the district's agreement with Pepsi Bottling is no big deal.
Kids are going to drink Pepsi regardless. They're going to drink Coke, whatever brand it is. So you might as well offer it to them. And if it benefits the school and if it benefits the kids, you know, why not?
Supporters argue it benefits taxpayers, too, with a few million dollars for school programs they don't have to pay for. Opponents say who it benefits depends on Charleston's goal, short-term cash or long-term health. Emily Harris, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.